The shorter catechism question this week is number 62. What are the reasons annexed to the fourth commandment? And the answer is that the reasons annexed to the fourth commandment are God's allowing us 6 days of the week for our own employments, His challenging a special propriety in the seventh, His own example, and His blessing the Sabbath day. So the first is God gives us 6 days a week to do all of our service of and enjoyment of Him in His world as opposed to in His worship. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Very generous of God, not only to give us the 6 days, but so to design us and so to design the creation in His providence that the 6 days are sufficient. If we say, but I can't get it done in 6 days, then we're arguing with God, aren't we? And we're saying that He has not taken into consideration our finitude, our limitations, and what is needful for us. It's a dreadful thing to excuse Sabbath breaking by saying, I can't get it done in 6 days. That calls God a liar. It calls God stingy. And the first reason that is annexed to the fourth commandment, therefore, is God's allowing us 6 days of the week for our own employments. The next part of the reason annexed to the fourth commandment is His challenging a special propriety in the seventh. Listen to the way the catechism question is worded. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. You hear how the son, daughter, manservant, maidservant, cattle, stranger, gates are all yours, thy. The Sabbath, however, belongs to the Lord. Not, it was created for man, not man for the Sabbath. But we will not receive the benefit for which God made it for us if we don't realize that it is God's own day. And so when the Lord Jesus declares Himself Lord of the Sabbath, tells us that the Sabbath has always been about Him who is now in the flesh, in His earthly ministry, we learn that it's His day. And so we're not surprised that under the New Testament, New Covenant administration, the Sabbath is called the Lord's Day. We might call it Jesus' Day, but the phrase given us in Scripture is the Lord's Day, and with what God gives us, we will be content. So He has a special propriety, a special ownership of the Sabbath, of the seventh day, the Lord's Day, that is over and above, in distinction from the rest of the days. Of course, everything that we do and everything that we enjoy is to be done unto God and received from God every day of our lives. But He challenges a special propriety, a special ownership in and of the Lord's Day. The reasons annexed to the fourth commandment are God's allowing us 6 days of the week for our own employments, His challenging a special propriety in the seventh, His own example. And we see that in, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Now this is a marvelous thing, that God rested. In one passage it says the Lord rested and was refreshed. How is it that the Lord is refreshed? Is He depleted? Does He need to recover? Does He need to recuperate? Of course not. But He who made us finite and dependent, not just upon His world, but especially upon Himself, created all things in a way that incorporated not only the mornings and evenings during the 6 days of creation, but the last great thing that He created was the Sabbath day itself. And so He followed a pattern that was not needful for Him, but is needful for us, is beneficial for us. The Lord loving us and showing us the purpose of worship of Him and fellowship with Him, the purpose for which He was making us, even by resting the seventh day. It also gives us a fellowship with Him, sort of like how when Jesus comes to be baptized, John the Baptizer, says, I shouldn't baptize you. I need to be baptized by you. You need to baptize me. I need you to baptize me. But the Lord Jesus insists upon being baptized. It's something in which he shows his union with us. And indeed the fact that when he is on the cross, in our union with him, God made him to be who knew no sin. God made him who knew no sin to be sin, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And so we have a fellowship with him. Jesus didn't need to be baptized. He was baptized to indicate a fellowship with us, a union with us. Similarly, God doesn't need to rest on the seventh day. And yet he implies, he teaches something about our fellowship with him and his identification with us, doesn't he? By himself taking a rest that was intended to teach us about our need, not only for rest generally, but for the holy rest of a day of worship and fellowship with him specifically. So marvelous that the Lord rested. He could have just commanded, every seventh day you must observe a holy rest. And yet in his mercy and in his love, he himself observed that rest first, that when we do it, it would not just be in worship of him, but in fellowship with him. Very, very delicious fellowship and identification with us then. So that we see under the phrase, his own example. And then the last, his blessing the Sabbath day. The reasons annexed to the fourth commandment are God's allowing us 6 days of the week for our own employments, his challenging a special propriety in the seventh, his own example, and his blessing the Sabbath day. The Lord, when he rested on the Sabbath day, the scripture says he blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it, or hallowed it. We see that, and we see that the commandment is to remember the Sabbath day in order to treat it as holy, in order to consecrate it, in order to keep it holy. But the Lord didn't just consecrate it as holy, he blessed it as holy. Which, of course, all holy things are particularly his, and in him is all blessedness. And this is one of the great things that we learn from the fourth commandment and that we grow in experiencing in the fourth commandment, that God is all true blessedness and true happiness. And so he takes that he didn't just consecrate or hallow the Sabbath day, but he blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. We take that as the last reason, as he annexes that reason himself. The end of Exodus 20:11 there. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So many great reasons. God, who designed us and is generous to us, has given us 6 days for the other things, 6 days of the week for our own employments. God has declared the Sabbath to be his in a way that is over and above the other 6 days, and in a way that we reflect in all the things that are ours, our son, our daughter, our maidservant, our manservant, our cattle, our stranger, our gates, and then of the Sabbath, it's his Sabbath, his challenging special propriety in the Sabbath, his own example, not just commanding it by verbal decree, but himself creating and keeping the first Sabbath with us, with Adam and Eve specifically. And then has not only having consecrated it, made it holy, but having blessed it, his blessing the Sabbath day. Praise God. Let us